but behind closed doors, I'm a fool for your love.
Well, g'day and welcome to the Aussie Church Leaders Podcast, where our goal is simple. It's to help you inspire people to follow Jesus. Chris, we're halfway through the year.
We are. And some things have changed since the last time we have had an episode together.
Really?
You're married. Oh. Just casually forgot that that had happened. Did you?
No, I don't know. I thought you were going to walk through. Well, there's some big things for friends of the show who listen in often.
Yeah.
And hear us. Well, I won't say us because that would be throwing you under the bus. I talk about Migaloo, the white humpback whale.
Yes.
Albino humpback whale. Okay. On the podcast quite often.
Yes.
There was a real scare in the last month.
There was. Okay, no, I actually heard about this.
I got texts.
Okay.
I got phone calls. That's actually not a joke.
But like, was that,
Social media people tagged me.
It's not Migaloo though, right?
No. Well, there's a white humpback whale that washed up on the beach, which is sad.
Yeah, that is.
But for a lot of people, grave concern for Migaloo. But we found out at the 11th hour of the day that it wasn't Migaloo.
Wasn't Migaloo.
Lives on. Majestic guardian of the sea. Sorry, I thought you were going to say that was like the big news of like that or the Comm Games or...
Well, I mean, Cody Simpson...
Whatever Arsenal are doing
at the Comm Games.
Yeah, he did. He won a gold.
Yep. As if the guy wasn't talented enough already.
Takes a gold medal.
Yep, he's done tracks with Justin Bieber and now he's won gold at the Comm Games.
The big things we talk about on the Aussie Church Leaders podcast.
Yeah.
But big change. Married life has been awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, what's your biggest learning of married life so far that you could pass on to anyone who's listening to the podcast?
Oh, wow. Biggest learning of married life.
Mm.
I've realized I'm actually not as good of a listener as what I thought I was.
Okay. Yeah, right.
And it's not like I've really prided like all my time and my listening skills. It's just something I thought I did.
No, that's good.
But now I realize
that's a good learning.
There's actually presence.
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 That's a good learning.
Right, 1 month in, I'm learning like everything. It's like
an
incredible amount of learning. So, there you go.
No, that's great.
Marriage advice, and I've been married for 6 weeks.
How good.
Take it.
That's so good. And look, we are going to be talking about some things on our episode today. But just before we get into it, if you do hear some noise in the background...
Oh, can I explain what's going on?
Yeah, please do.
All right. So, imagine you're... Imagine you're in an office and you are about to like do a podcast with your mate, except the environment around you, there is just destruction and demolition happening like in every corner. Like,
I actually don't even know what they're destructing and demolitioning, but they've been quiet all day.
Yeah.
And it's now about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and they've
drilling
decided
a hole
like,
into the Earth's core.
Yeah. So if you do hear some noise,
it's incredible.
We apologize. We've tried to, you know, change a few little functions in my limited audio engineering ability.
Done a great job.
But yeah, who knows? Our listeners can decide if we've done a great job.
Yeah, we'll see how it comes through. But episode today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about how to meet deadlines without stressing yourself.
Oh, that's stressful though.
They are stressful. And like, I just figured, you know, a lot of our listeners to the podcast actually aren't in ministry full time, which is a great thing. That's what this podcast is for, because that's over 95% of people in Aussie churches. You know, they're not in ministry full time. You've got jobs, your parents, you've got a whole, but you're at uni. You've got so many things that you're juggling. And so how do you prioritize the things you want to prioritize? Because I'm guessing if you listen to this podcast, you know, you just feel like when it comes to church, maybe some of you have some guilt over it. You feel like, oh, I should really prioritize that more. I should be more involved, but how can I do that? And you just, and so I just don't feel like this is a challenge when it comes to church. I think this is actually a challenge when it comes to life. Like, how do we prioritize the things that we want to prioritize? And how do we meet those deadlines that we want to meet without, you know, like, looking at the calendar and being like, holy dooly, I've got 17 things on this week and that's not going to happen.
Well, deadlines just get more stressful, when we realize that there's more on our plate. Or the idea of we don't know what's on our plate or we add more to the plate because we're like, oh, the deadline's coming up. It's that productive procrastination, which we all love doing. Some more than others. Some we really know how to productively procrastinate.
I am
really
a productive
procrastinator. Wasn't a dig. Yeah. I think there's
that's true.
It's great. Yep, it's but it's deadlines. Deadlines can turn us into crazy people and they can make us do crazy things.
Yeah. And so I feel like there's a lot of stress around it. So I want to look at five things that, you know, you're not going to listen to this podcast and be like, wow, that's revolutionary. But here's my hope that given it is around the halfway mark of the year, that these five things might be just something that you could maybe just take one of them and just refresh over the next month or over the next 6 months, that will help just alleviate a little bit of the stress that you might feel in your life as you've got everything that you're trying to juggle.
Nice. Five simple things.
Five little things.
We count them off on our own hand. Number one.
This one sounds so simple, right? It sounds so simple, but it's actually not. And it's know your priorities. Right, and it sounds simple because we would like to think, for most of us, we know our priorities.
Mm.
And for the most part, we probably do, know our big priorities. But then what happens when it comes down to like actually planning the week and all of a sudden you go, now I've got 15 things on.
Mm.
Which one gets priority
mm-hmm.
and which one doesn't?
Yep.
And so the way that I like to do this is I actually stole this from a friend of mine, friend of the show, Jason Perko Perkins.
Oh, shout out Perko.
And you know, if you're someone who you want to explore this a little bit more, there's a whole bunch of people who have this idea, but you know, and talk about this. But Michael Hyatt is someone who talks to this idea. And Michael and Perko kind of talk around, it's the same sort of thing. They talk around this idea of arenas of life or areas of life. Mm-hmm. And so we all have lots of different areas of our life. Now, if you listen to the podcast, I reckon that faith or God is probably an area, a priority for you. For others, you might have, you know, family.
Yep.
And that looks different depending on your stage of life. For some of you, that might be children a priority for you. For others of you, it might just be being a parent. Children and being a parent are the same thing.
But
for others of you, it might
be doubling down.
Others of you, it might be being a husband, wife. For others of you, it might be being a brother and sister with mum and dad.
Yes.
Friends. Friendships might be an area for you. Work might mm-hmm. be an area for some of us. University might be an arena for others of us. Financial is probably an arena. Then you've got things like your health. Maybe you want to do a little bit of productivity, like self-improvement. So maybe some of your intellectual arenas. And so it's good to just kind of list out, hey, what are the arenas of your life that you play in? Because we all play in a number of arenas. And then here's what I would say. Pick 6 to 8 arenas and then list them from 1 to 8.
1 to 8.
1 being the thing you prioritize the most, mm-hmm. 8 being the thing that, it's not that you don't prioritize it, but it's number 8 on the list.
So this is not what you kind of value the most. This is what you are currently prioritizing in your life.
No, I'd say pick the things you'd like to prioritize.
This is your ideal. This is your ideal, yes. Kind of 1 to 8.
Yeah. And so for me, like my number 1 priority, I say, is God. Mm-hmm. And then you talk about what that looks like. And so for me, that looks like having a regular rhythm. It looks like being connected in a group, because I know, hey, if I want to grow my faith, I need to be in a group. Looks like I actually have part of our tithe set up in there, like giving money to the church, because I know, hey, if I give financially, then I'm more inclined to not trust myself and trust God. Mm-hmm. So that's one. Emma's number 2 priority for me. And then depending on stages of life, you know, you might have these things moving up and down the ladder. And so it's flexible, but the important thing is to know your priorities. Mm. Otherwise, what will happen, and what we often see in uni students, you can relate to this, is, yep, uni's important, I need to study, I need to get a job, except now I've got to do the assignment the night before because I haven't done it.
Mm.
And that is a typical sign of just a misalignment of priorities. Other things got in the road of what you prioritize. Now, just knowing them isn't really enough.
So just writing them down won't fix my ability to get to the...
No, unfortunately. It'll clarify it for you, hopefully. Yes. And maybe if you haven't done it before, it's really, really helpful. But then the second thing that I would say to help you meet deadlines without stressing yourself is have a calendar or a system.
Yep.
Right? Sounds so silly. But an idea that I learned a long time ago is that the brain is for having ideas, not holding them.
Hmm.
Right, and we all kind of know this intuitively in some way, shape, or form, but like, the brain is great at generating ideas, but it's not so great at reminding us when we need to be reminded of things. Like, perfect example, and I think we've talked about it on the podcast before, you know, you need to get apples from the grocery store, and then you're like, get apples, get apples, get apples. And then you get to the grocery store, you go home, and then you're in the shower, and you're like, I forgot to get apples.
Oh, but I bought so much chocolate milk and all these other things that I love. Chocolate
milk. We're on
a podcast about chocolate milk.
Yeah.
So sorry, you bought apples. You forgot to buy apples. You didn't buy apples.
And then you get home, and that's because the brain is really, really great at giving ideas, but it's not so great at like, hey, you're at this place, you need to do this, or you need to have this conversation, or you need to, it's not so great at recollection for that.
Yep.
And so you need at the bare minimum a calendar or some kind of rough idea where you can take the things that jump into your brain and then you can put them in a system or in a calendar that you can know at the right time, sweet, I'm going to get there. And that, you know, you've got to use what works for you. You could use something as simple as a calendar or a to-do list all the way through to there are some really complex, I say complex, or really like systems that are designed all around that sort of stuff that'll got all sorts of functionality. But the big idea is to have a calendar or have a system that you can see.
Yep. And it's got to work for you.
It's important. It's important.
And we have, because we've talked about this on the podcast before too, but particularly when it comes to a system, there's some things, a bit of trial and error, will work for us.
Yep.
Other things that might not.
Yeah.
The bigger thing is stick to a system.
Yeah, just find something and then and figure it out until it works. And if you find yourself, like one thing I do hear people talk about is like, oh, I've tried this system, but I kept, you know, this part of it kept like getting me stuck because I never did it. It's like, well, okay, well, we'll change that then. Like, don't keep trying to do it because it's in the system. And that's one thing that, you know, if you listen to any of these productivity people online, that the best ones will tell you, hey, you got to do what works for you. You got to do what works for you. And so that's really, really important to take little bits of other people's systems, then build it together into your own so that it works well for you.
I like it. So we've listed our priorities, ideal system.
Yep.
Number three.
Now this one, I like to call this like preview your month or preview your quarter. So the simple term for this is put your big rocks in first. So if you could imagine that we have a jar, you know, listeners as they're walking or maybe driving, just imagine you've got a jar and then you've got to fit some things in the jar. You got to fit some sand in there. You got to fit some sticks in there. You got to fit some small rocks and you also got to fit some big rocks in there. If you put the sand in first and the sticks and the little stones and then you try and get the big rocks in, the big rocks are not going to fit in first. Yep. No. So the thing you need to do is you need to put the big rocks in place first. Then you can tip the sand and the sand will find its way into the gaps. Then you can put in the pebbles and the little stones and they'll find their way through the gaps and you'll actually be able to fit it in. But if you go about the wrong order, you won't actually be able to fit the things in. And so why looking at your month in advance or your actual quarter in advance is really, really helpful is because it allows you to go, hey, what are the big rocks based on my priorities that I need to do right now? So something really simple might be, you know, at the start of a uni semester, picking on uni students because it's easy, is, okay, well, I've got an assignment due here, an assignment due in 6 weeks, an assignment due at week 12. So I'm going to put them in the calendar so I know, right, this is due coming up, this is due coming up. You know, if you've got a kid's message to do, or if you're on worship one week, or if you've got a message to preach, it's important, put those big rocks in the calendar. If you've got someone's birthday coming up and it's a significant, if you've got an anniversary coming up, put those things in the calendar. Because they're the big rocks. And you'll be surprised at how the other little things just kind of fit around. You don't end up fitting them in and you discover that the world didn't fall apart when
in the process.
When those things,
All right, so get the big rocks in place.
Yeah.
In the calendar.
Yeah, that's one. That's
number three. Number four.
Number four. Now that you've got the big rocks in place, so you know that they're coming up, you can see them, here's something that's really important. You need to break those big rocks down or break these big ideas down into actionable steps. So typically what you could see that might be challenging, let's say you're preparing a message and you kind of go, okay, right, I've got to write the message. That's too big of a step. It's too big of a step. So break it down into really small steps. So it might be like, depending on how you do it, it might be look at the text for that week, make some notes on the text for that week, decide on a bottom line, you know, write, do some research, you know, do some research, write the intro, decide on my application. So now all of a sudden you've actually chunked this big task down, this write a message, into these small actionable steps. And you can do the same thing for a uni assignment. You know, that one's quite easy, you know, or very similar. You know, it's like, don't say research. Say, find three articles to read. And then you read the three articles, and then you can make some more action steps out of that. But, you know, or take notes on three articles. Write introduction, 400 words. Write, you know, first argument, 400 words, whatever it might be. And so really often where our brain gets stuck is we look at an actual task, but it's not a task. It's a number of tasks.
Smaller.
Yeah. So break them down into the smallest actionable tasks. Now, you know, you got to be careful here, because I don't mean like break it down into go to the university database and type, like, you don't have to do that, but you know what I mean? Like, so there's a point where it gets silly.
Yep.
But you want to break them down until you look at it and go, oh, actually, yeah, I could do that. That's actually not that intimidating, not that daunting. And here's why this is so important, this particular step, is because often when you break the task down, you see that there's a lot more to do than perhaps you first realized. And then that allows you to actually better step into idea five. Which is to determine how long each of the tasks are going to take you.
Right.
And then block them off.
Yeah.
So we've kind of been going along this sequence, right? Because you've got your bit, you know your priorities now.
1 to 8.
You've got it in a calendar. Or you've got some sort of system so up. Your priorities can kind of fit in. You've looked at your month. You've seen what's coming up. You've put the big rocks in place. You've broken the things into tasks. Now you actually have to go, okay, well, where in this month am I going to put those tasks to do? And how much time... how much time is it going to take? And so say, for example, you know, write a message. You know, depending on how long and depending on how much you've done, might take you 6 hours. Do you need all six of those in a row? Or do you need two? Okay, I know it takes me 6 hours, so I might need 2 hours in week one. I might find 2 hours in the afternoon in week two, and then I might find another 2 hours to polish it up in week three, and then it's still prepped out. Same for a uni assignment, you know. Hey, I know I need to have these things done so then I can send it off and get some edits or get some feedback. I'll let it sit for a little bit as opposed to have it all done the night before. So what and how long will those things take? And then you can start to plan them out and start to see, oh, right, like this is how long it's going to take me. I actually need to start working on it, you know, 3 weeks out as opposed to the night before or as opposed to 2 weeks out. And so that's really, really helpful. Because that's the part that often as leaders, we underestimate how long things are going to take. And you know what it's like.
When there's some things where we underestimate how long it's going to take, and then other things where we realize like it's actually going to take a lot less time than what we originally thought. Like once you break it out, you realize how simple something is.
Yes.
And then in terms of giving time and energy to it, you go like, oh, hang on, this isn't going to take the... You know, the 10 hours originally I thought it was going to take, it's actually something that's a lot, it's a quick task.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot simpler. And so kind of figuring out and determining, you know, at least having a rough idea, you know, it's going to take me 2 hours to, you know, read those articles. It's going to take me, you know, half an hour to sit down and jot down some names for potential volunteers. Understanding how long that time will take you is going to be really, really helpful for helping you plan your week. Because you might be putting something off and then you've come to do it to discover, hang on, I mean, that was only going to take me 30 seconds. That was only going to take me 2 minutes. I could have done that easily.
And so the process of actually listing out the tasks too. Because I think when we don't do that step, that's the little secret ingredient in it, is that sometimes we go, I don't even have the time to list out the tasks. If you don't have the time to list out the tasks, then that's when you... kind of got to do that check-in too and go like, okay, like it's going to get trickier, like it could get harder here.
And that you've kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like even this week I found myself on I wasn't speaking this weekend, so on Sunday morning I was doing my weekly preview. And I was like, oh man, like I got a few things to do around this particular project, and I was like, oh, it's going to take a lot of time. And then I was like, oh, hang on a minute, Chris, you actually haven't listed all the tasks, you're actually kind of just guessing. So then listed all the tasks, I was like, oh, actually, that's not as much or as big as I thought.
Mm. Mm. Well, we can guess too. And then there's other times where we get caught up. Sorry, I've
just had a
lost my own train of thought.
Just had a little just sneeze there.
A mad little sneeze.
Try not to sneeze into the microphone.
Oh, my. No, well, I was just going to say, it's this is where our priorities begin to kind of have conflict with each other too, because when we get really frustrated about, you know, oh gosh, like I've got a family event, it's someone's birthday coming up this weekend, but I've got to give time to my uni assessment now. And now it's kind of like, you can get frustrated at uni or get frustrated at people in here. You're doing this group assignment with, yeah. Frustrated at your lecturer because you're just like, oh, they didn't set the deadline at this time. And all of a sudden the blame starts pointing outwards.
Yeah.
Instead of us actually reflecting within ourselves, like, okay, what could I do right now in the middle of this to actually help me simplify?
And often what we discover is, or at least I'll speak for myself, what you might discover once you discover what your priorities are and kind of paint a little bit of an idea for what that might look like, is you start to discover how much of your life is spent on things you don't actually prioritize, that you don't actually really care about long term. And for a lot of people, that comes down to, you know, we spend a lot of time on social media, spend a lot of time watching Netflix. And I'm not saying those are bad things, they're good things to do, but sometimes they can be forms of escape. You know, we spend a lot of time maybe thinking about things or just doing things to distract us, or, you know, we take that opportunity because someone randomly says, hey, we should get a coffee.
Mm.
And rather than, you know, maybe going to the gym or reading your Bible or spending that time researching for that uni assignment or whatever, we just drop it and we just go it. As opposed to saying, hey, I can't quite do it right now. Could we maybe do it next week? Because I've just already got something that I was planning to do. And that's not saying that you have to be super rigid. It's just knowing, hey, what are the things that you've decided are most important to you. Mm. And again, some people work really, really well with scheduling things on. I'm going to do it this minute of this day, every Monday night, every Tuesday night. That's not really how I like to work. I'm kind of like, know my priorities and then let the things filter in and around those priorities.
Mm.
So for example, you would never find me having a date night with Emma every single 7 p.m. on this night of the week. Why? Because it doesn't matter what night of the week we hang out. We could do that any night of the week, right? So what's important is that it's in there and that it gets done.
Yep.
And so that might be helpful for people as they're thinking through this. You know, you want to work out 3 times a week. That's okay. Great. Health is awesome.
Mm.
So what if you don't get up at
the same time?
Yeah, do it at the same time, or because you've got flexibility at your job, you decide to do it at lunchtime one time or in the afternoon or in the morning. Be flexible with it.
Yeah, well, that's your energy management as well too. Like, you're picking your times where you can best utilize your time. If it's something that's going to drain a lot of energy, or maybe it's something that's just like there's small tasks and there's a lot of them, but you don't have energy at the time. Like, okay, chuck them in the point of the day where you're doing admin at the end of the day, start of the day. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many things. I know we talked about that on the podcast before too, but I can see even in how you kind of listed through those 5 things too, Chris, that even when kind of those big things in our life come where it just kind of is like a big rock being thrown into the water and creates ripples, a mess and all the rest, in those times there is something at least still in place that even in times where, you know, all of a sudden there's impeding deadlines, we're stressed out and something in our life events happened and we get stressed out by it, that the system is still in place, that the tasks are still listed, that we still know how we can at least adjust and pivot despite
that. And this is always going to be something that you go back to and you make little adjustments all the time, right? I think one of the challenges that people have when it comes to just calendar management or planning and looking ahead is that they go, oh, I tried it once and it didn't work out perfectly. Okay, well, that's because life is not perfect and things happen. And you can plan your week and you can plan to do things, but then things can happen in your day. You know, you get a flat tire or you get a phone call that you have to deal with, or, you know, something happens with someone in the family and you got to go deal with that. That's okay. But that's actually just life. That's not the system. And so you just make little small tweaks as you go along the way so that it works for you. Because the alternative to not having a system is just your time gets sucked up by whatever's in front of you. And I'm sure for people listening to a leadership podcast, you don't want that. You want to use your time on purpose. You want to send it towards the things that are going to, you know, help you the best, help you follow God the best, help you make the biggest kingdom impact in the long term.
Yeah. That's how we want to use our time. That's it. Well, five tips there we hope are helpful for you. Maybe there's some things that you've learned as you've begun this journey for yourself. Maybe you've been on it for years now and you're just an expert and you're full of wisdom. We want a little bit of that and we want to make sure that we can share it with other people so we can get better together on the Aussie Church Leaders podcast. So there are a couple of ways that you can engage so that we can all stay connected together.
Easiest ways to do it, head to our website beyondchurch.com.au/Aussie Church Leaders. You can submit a question for us to look at on a future episode. We've got some of those coming up. Another thing that you can do is you can head to our Instagram at Aussie Church Leaders and you can submit, you can follow us there. You can look at the little bit of content that we have up there.
Yeah, some content.
Yeah, there's a little bit of content. There's not a whole lot, you know, priorities. We've got some priorities. Because we do this on the side as a part to our full-time jobs as well. But also as well, we actually, every now and then we'll ask you on our Instagram stories, hey, what are some things you'd like to talk about? And for episode 50, we're going to answer some of your questions and we're going to talk about some of the things that you wanted to talk about from our Instagram stories.
On the big 5-0.
On the big 5-0. It's going to be a user-generated episode.
Come on, episode 50. We can't wait to see you. That one, it's going to be an absolute ruckus. But in the meantime, if there's anything that you'd like to hear in the future, anything you're holding out for, please get in touch. We can't wait to hear from you.
And remember, you don't have to do everything today, but you can do one thing that will help you inspire more people to follow Jesus. We'll see you next time on the Aussie Church Leaders. But behind closed doors, I'm a fool for your life.